God who made the heavens is the same God who made you, the same God who made the ocean,
yeah.
who set the mountains in place.
Yeah.
And it's beautiful.
Yeah.
Hi, welcome to the Hard to Hope podcast. We're your hosts. My name is Megan.
And I'm Sally. And we're here to talk about when it's hard to hope walking with Jesus and walking out our faith.
We're passionate about seeking revival for our generation and believe that a key to that is by pursuing authentic, personal relationship with the Lord, even when it's hard.
So we're here for the journey of taking things from our heads to our hearts. So come along with us and we'll walk it out together.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the Hard to Hope podcast. It's Megan here today, and I have with me on the show today my sister, Heather.
Hello, everyone.
Heather has been on the show one other time.
The closet episode
with me and Sally. But we didn't really interview you. It was more like we were having a conversation and you kind of just jumped in on it, which was really fun. But Heather is just her own person and very just special, and we love her so much. So I am actually here in Wisconsin this week visiting some family. And so we were like, let's do a podcast episode this week.
Just record one.
Yeah.
See what happens.
Yeah. No, literally, which...
like, actually.
I mean, everybody who actually listens to us knows, like, that's what we do every single episode. It's just kind of flying by the seat of our pants.
We're not necessarily reading it, just more... yeah.
Yeah, which is fine. It is what it is.
Whatever.
Exactly. So, Heather, there are probably people who listen who really don't know you.
Okay.
Which is fun.
It is fun.
And
it's
interesting.
Kind of weird. Yeah, kind of crazy.
Yeah, we have kind of like a wide group of people.
How many people would you say listen to your guys' show?
I'd have to look at you can like look it up, like Spotify for podcasters. Uh-huh. I try not to do it too often because like, I don't want to get discouraged.
Fair.
Well, like the thing with this podcast is we always like, we never want it to be about numbers or like how many people, which like, whatever. But the other half is, too, like, you do want to do stuff, like, that people are going to listen to and respond to and, like, social media content that people are going to, you know what I mean? Like, appreciate and things like that.
Yeah.
So, it is fun to see on the Spotify for podcasters saying, like, especially, like, what age group and things like that.
Oh, cool.
Like, that's really interesting to look at. But number-wise, I don't know. I haven't looked in a while.
Does it ever give you, like, a map so, like, you know where your listeners are listening from?
Yeah. Oh, so... cool. The only one not in the U.S. right now is Honduras.
Okay.
But there are, like, quite a few states, which is really fun. So, yeah, I'll have to look at it again soon.
Okay,
but
that's cool.
Anywho, yeah, it's quite a variety of people. So, why don't you tell us just a little bit about yourself?
Okay, so I'm Heather, obviously. I'm Megan's little sister.
Little.
Younger. Not little. Taller. She can still put me on the ground, though. It's fine.
It's... true. I could always put you on the ground.
It's true. It is true.
My littles, but not. That's what I always called you and Emma.
Yeah. I love that.
Yeah.
Her younger sister.
Yeah.
Okay. So I am 22. I am currently living in Wisconsin, which is one place I never thought I would ever live.
Seriously.
Megan and our older brother and his wife, Meredith. And there are two little boys who are just like... the joys of our life. I think it's so much fun being an aunt.
Yeah.
And yeah, they're expecting their third baby right now. So super excited. Yeah. Their third boy.
Yeah.
It's a crazy household, but yeah. I work as a nurse in a hospital here. I live in a pretty small town. And I'm also in school right now too.
For your bachelor's.
Yeah. To get my bachelor's.
In nursing.
Yep.
Yep.
Yeah, so that's kind of the quick rundown of
who
I am and what I do.
What you're up to right now.
Yeah.
When you said that, like, obviously I know that, but what does that mean to you? Like, I'm in Wisconsin. This is, like, never a place I thought I would.
Yes.
Which is so true. Like, I guess I've never really...
like, Paul and Meredith, when they told us that they were moving to Wisconsin...
Right, we were all like, what?
I was like, why Wisconsin?
Like, we're all like, are you kidding? You're like, in the Coast Guard. You could go anywhere yes. on the coast.
Yes.
And you go to Lake Michigan.
And, like, Paul told me
yeah.
when we were deciding, he's like, it's between, like, Charleston, South Carolina, and Wisconsin. I was like, Charleston?
And at that point...
why are you not choosing Charleston?
At that point, were you already thinking of moving with them?
Yes. Yeah. So...
so how did that all work out? Like, yeah. how did that all
so
come to be?
I finished nursing school, and at that point, Megan and I had been living together. We lived together in the city.
With Sally.
With Sally. Oh, my gosh. With Sally, the other co-host of... the co-host of this podcast.
Yeah.
Bless her. Love her dearly.
No, I miss her.
Same.
She's, like, really excited to listen to this.
Is she?
I was like, maybe I'll just interview Heather while I'm there. And she's like, I would love that. Because then she gets to listen.
Like, get her, like, FaceTime in on this.
We could. We should. We will. Yeah, that's a good idea, actually.
So I was finishing up nursing school. Megan had moved back to our hometown. I didn't want to go back to our hometown at that moment.
Mm-hmm.
And didn't want to stay where I currently was in the city, and came to the place where I was like, I want to go home, don't want to stay here, where else can I go?
Yeah.
And Paul and Meredith were moving at that time, they were being restationed with the military, and Meredith, like, kind of made a joking comment to me one day, she's like, oh, you could just move with us, but I thought she was serious, and I was like, oh, that's, like, great, and she was like, oh, okay, and I was like...
oh, was she joking?
At first, she was like, oh, we were joking. I was like, oh, okay.
You're like, I took it seriously.
And then, but Meredith was like, I'm all for this, though. Like, if you want to move with
okay,
us,
okay, so at what point, did it become for real? Because I remember talking about it, and I was like, oh, my gosh, yes,
because I think
do
you
that.
Were talking about it with me.
That sounds like such a good idea.
It was serious. But then, like, a couple months after we had, like, kind of talked about it,
so when we were talking about it, like, oh, this is such a good idea, it was a joke.
It was a joke. Like, I thought it was serious. But then Paul, like, called me one day, and he's like, hey, because, like, I guess we had talked about it with Mom, and Mom had mentioned something to Paul.
Right.
And Paul called me one day, he's like, hey, are you serious about this?
Right.
And I was like, oh, you guys weren't? Yes, yes, I'm serious. So, yeah, I think it was probably in, like, November, December of the year of us graduating.
Yeah.
That they were like, okay, if you're serious about this, we'll find out in, like, January or February.
Right.
So I knew, like, by December that right. I was moving with them.
And just, like, to recap, you said, like, because you didn't really want to move home, you weren't really sure, but, like, this was an option to do something new.
Yes, yeah.
But to do it, like, around people who you knew. And I remember, like, when we were talking about it, like, I was like, just do it for, like, a year.
Yeah.
Like, you can do anything for a year.
Yeah, yeah.
And, like, it's a good chance to do something new, but, like, because I remember, too, like, you're like, well, what if I hate it?
Hate it, yeah.
And, like... I think, too, there was a little bit of fear of, like, what other people would think.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Like, back home, like, okay, I said I moved, and then it didn't last very long.
Yeah.
Versus I feel like what I was kind of telling you was, like, put like, a time limit on it.
Yeah.
So that you can, like, if it doesn't work out, you can always tell people, like, no, I was just doing it for a year.
Yeah,
like,
kind of thing. I was just trying it out. Yeah.
Like, whatever.
Yeah, so that's...
Yeah.
And then, yeah, Paul and Meredith, you know, put in their choices. Wisconsin was at the top of the list, and they got their top choice. So this is where we are, so...
Yeah.
It's, yeah, so I live with them, and I kind of help just, like, watch their boys. I try to help out as much as I can around the house. And then, yeah, just, it's been just so much fun to get to live again with our brother, who I haven't lived with since I was, like, nine.
Which, like, probably. Also, you guys, how far apart are you? 8 years?
How old
9 years?
Is Paul? He's 31.
He's 31.
I think he's 31.
He's 31. He's 3 years older than...
So...
I am, and I will be 28 in January.
Yeah.
So, probably 31.
Yeah. So, he's 9 years older than me. So, when he left for high school, I was, like, what? 9.
Wow.
I think, yeah.
So, yeah, you guys weren't close at all. That's
so
interesting.
Yeah, it's been really interesting to, like, get to know him as an adult. And, like, to really get to know Meredith on, like, a personal level.
Yep. Which is a gem, so that's awesome
amazing.
For you. I say that all the time to her. I'm like, thank you for putting up with us.
I know.
Like, I'm so thankful you're, like, part of our family.
Yes, when I talk to about Meredith to, like, other people, because, like, people always ask me, like, oh, how is it living with your sister-in-law?
Bro,
and
she's
I'm just, like,
freaking
oh
best.
Like, she's amazing.
Like, we, like, literally...
Like, she puts up with us.
No, that's what I say to her. I'm like, thank you for putting up with us. I feel like we struggled with her. Like, I don't think...
You feel like we struggled with her?
We struggled.
Oh, I thought you said we struggled. I was like, maybe she struggles with that.
No, you're like, what do you mean? No, we struggled.
Yes. Oh, we really,
like,
did.
I don't know, I think people, like, see us, and they're like, oh, it's the Puddingtons, whatever, but, like, we're kind of a bunch. Like, yeah. We're a lot.
Oh, we are a lot.
So, I think that's great. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I was thinking about that, like, recently, just about you being here specifically with the boys, too, mm-hmm. with the nephews. Just, like, how unique and special that is. Yeah. Like, I'm, like, almost getting emotional for you. Like, I think you'll look back in years and be like, oh, my gosh, that was such a special time.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh, dude. I love them so much. But just, like, yeah, just knowing where you're at and stuff, yeah. like, I think you'll look back in years and be like, oh, my gosh, this was such a unique and special time that yeah. I got to, like, spend during, like, my single and younger years. Like, yeah. living in the same household. Yeah. Like, not everybody can say that. And not everyone can say... My aunt lived with me for the first
yeah.
3 years of my life.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? And, like, yeah. was around for all these really, like, formative things.
Yeah.
And I don't know. Yeah. I think that's just really cool.
It has been... Even, like, in the now, I'm recognizing it because
yeah.
there's, like, an end to the time
right.
when we will be living together
right.
here. And a couple... You're going to make me cry.
I'm wiping away tears.
Weeks ago, tears. I actually got really emotional with Meredith. Like, we were talking mm-hmm. about something, and I just, like, stopped and I looked at her, and I just, like, burst into tears.
Yeah.
And I was,
because
like,
they're in the Coast Guard, so they'll probably be moving.
They'll be moving
in the next few years.
Yeah.
At least.
We think a couple of months.
We don't know exactly when, but...
So, anywho.
At some point, they'll move on.
At some point, like, just realizing, like, I'm
yeah.
not going to live with them forever.
Yeah.
And I know that. And, like, I knew that moving into it, but, like... realizing how sweet of a time this has been.
Yeah.
Just even, like, still being in the time has been,
yeah.
like, really special. Because then it makes, like, the hard days, like, not saying, like, every hard day I'm like, oh, but, like, it's only, like, a couple more, you know, I only have so much longer with them, so I have
right.
to cherish it. Like, there's still hard days where I'm like,
yeah.
I don't want to be around these kids right now.
These are not my children.
Like, this is a really rough day with them.
Yeah.
But I think it's still been really good, though, to, like, because I've been trying to keep that in the back of my mind of, like, just, like, these are sweet times. And I know I'm going to look back on it and just be like, oh,
yeah.
like, what a blessing that
yeah.
was. What sweet, sweet times
yeah.
to be able to be here with them.
I know, you're the auntiest of Heathers.
So much fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It is definitely very unique and very special, for sure.
Yeah. Yeah. Especially with, like, knowing that baby is coming, too.
Mm-hmm.
Of, like, okay... I get to be with them
right.
during that time.
Yeah.
And hopefully just get to love on them and bless them.
Yeah.
And, yeah, just get to see this new addition to our family.
Yep.
Like, their family and then our overall family.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be really cool.
Yeah, it's so weird. Like, yesterday I, like, looked at Eli and I was like, this is, like, Paul's flesh and blood. It's like my flesh and blood.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
I was like, this is so weird. Like, we have new flesh and blood
mm-hmm.
coming.
Like
it's just
yeah.
so wild.
Yeah.
It's such a cool thing, and they're just such good parents. I'm so happy they're
yeah.
putting more children on this earth. That
yes.
are,
yes.
They're so sweet.
I think it's that, too, also, is that, like, this
There's,
has been a really cool
yeah.
time to watch.
Oh, my gosh.
Like, marriage interaction for them.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, see them interacting as a married couple with young kids, too.
They should write a book on parenting.
They should.
They're really good parents.
I really think they should. Like, Mary will have, like, discipline the boys, and I'll pull her aside. I'm like, I think you're really
no,
well.
Literally. I tell her,
she's like, okay.
I'm like, you're doing such a good job. She's like, well, you don't see it on the bad days. And I'm like, no, but, like, the way that they're acting, they're kids. So, like, they
yeah.
are gonna, they're learning. We're all learning. So none of us are perfect anyways.
Yeah.
So, like, they're going to make mistakes. They're going to act out, whatever. But, like, overall, I'm like, these are good kids.
I think they're doing such a good job.
They're doing
job
so good.
Them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, we're going to kind of switch directions here. I'm going to try to FaceTime Sally. She said she was studying, but she would maybe say hi for a minute. Hello.
She's a little drunk. No, I'm just kidding. Hello.
You're on the podcast.
Wait, is it recording right now?
Yes.
Hello, Sally.
Hi.
Look,
hi.
It's like you're interviewing her right across the microphone.
Oh my gosh. Hi, guys. Your host, Sally, over here in New York.
From New York to Wisconsin.
She's being a boss lady studying.
The what?
I said you're being a boss lady studying.
Oh, this is actually so random and not... This is not how I thought college was going to be, okay?
Well, crushing.
Yes. Yeah.
Well...
Wait, what's the episode?
Well, it's kind of random stuff. I do have... So, I'll just tell you, and it'll kind of bring us into the segment, the next part.
Okay.
So, Heather and I were on a walk, and you know Heather. Like... Like, yes, everyone who knows Heather, like, thinks she's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, so precious. And, like, just this, like... Like, it's Heather. It's, like,
yep.
She's way better than all of us. Like, we know this. Whatever. But you can tell that Heather doesn't think that. People think that way about her.
Mm.
And we were talking about Anne of Green Gables. And I said...
You compare me to...
I compared Heather to Diana. Because she is. She's such a Diana.
Mm-hmm.
Like, she's so sweet and calm and reserved and whatever. And Heather was like... Oh, I'm not Anne. Like, I'm a supportive character.
No, no, I said, oh, yes, I'm Diana. The side character.
Oh, yeah. She said something like, yeah, I'm the side character. And I was like, Heather, like, you do know, like, in your life, you're the main character, right? And she was like, I'm going to have to talk about that with my therapist. So we're going to talk about it on the podcast instead.
Therapy.
Oh,
therapy
gosh.
Right now. So that's
yep.
it.
Oh, that's
so.
Fun.
You'll get to hear it when you edit.
Oh, God.
Oh, I'm excited. I'm very excited.
So sorry, Sally. It's going to be a rough editing episode.
Oh, it's okay.
No.
I'll enjoy it. That won't have been there. I won't be like, oh, my God, I already heard this.
Oh, my gosh. There's
Is that what you think when you guys edit?
Probably.
Actually, I think this is going to be really fun to edit because usually I'm, like, listening back and I just, like, kind of tune out. I'm like, whoa, whatever. But now I'm going to be like, wait. I haven't heard this.
Yeah,
that's
true.
Super fun.
Oh, that definitely needs to be cut out.
Exactly.
Just like, oh, wow.
Exactly.
Like, trim that whole chunk.
Oh, that's
going to
be good. I think that one will stick to me, too.
Yeah. All right. We'll all talk to you later.
Love you so
love
much.
You.
Have fun studying. Hope it goes well. I love
Thanks.
You.
Thanks.
Blessings.
Bye.
Bye. Love you. Have fun.
Bye.
Okay.
Alrighty, so on that note.
So with that being said.
You are the main.
When I said that to you, like, Heather, and I was serious for a minute, I was like, Heather, you know, like, in your life you're the main character. What did you automatically think? Because I know your first thought was like, I know what your first thought was, but I want you to share it.
That was my first thought. I was actually kind of taken aback by that statement, because I was just like, oh, like, because it sounds... almost very selfish
mm-hmm.
to, like, want to consider that. Like,
mm-hmm.
yes, I am the main character in my life. Because, like, yeah, that just sounds really selfish.
Well, yeah,
because
the Bible says,
yeah,
consider others better than yourself.
Yeah.
That's Eli's memory
verse
for this
week.
Is think of others more highly than yourself. Yeah.
So that's what I first thought was, like,
yeah.
that just seems really selfish.
Yeah.
But then it was also, like, but could I still...
Mm-hmm.
Can I still take the truth of that, like, of, yes, it is my life.
Yeah.
But how can I live it according to a way that's not conceited, that's
mm-hmm.
not all self-centered,
yep.
but still be thinking about myself in the process?
Yeah.
Of not just...
Right.
Like, is it selfish or is it self... or is it, shoot, what did my therapist say?
No, literally, I went through this
yeah.
in counseling, too. Like, I felt, when I was talking to my counselor about this, like, last year when I was in counseling, it was very similar. She was like, okay, but, like, how does God see you?
Oh, yeah.
And she was like, it's kind of, you're almost slapping God in the face then when you're not, like, if you're talking bad about yourself
mm-hmm.
or thinking terribly about yourself, like... The Bible does not say think terribly about yourself so that
mm-hmm.
you can think well of others. It
mm-hmm.
says think of others more highly than you think of yourself.
Mm-hmm. Or even, like, the golden rule. Like,
right, but, like...
Treat yourself as you want to be treated, but...
Exactly.
Yeah.
Like, okay, well, I treat myself like dirt. You know what I mean?
Right.
So,
yeah.
like...
Yeah,
no, it's
true.
That whole
yeah.
idea. But I thought that was really good, specifically thinking about it in the mind of, like, a creator.
Mm.
He is
okay.
a creator. He
right.
created us.
Yeah.
So if we're thinking poorly about ourselves,
yeah, yeah.
then we are, like, dissing his creation.
Mm.
Like, it's that you wouldn't say that about somebody else.
Yeah.
So why are you saying that about yourself?
Yeah.
Or why are you thinking that about yourself?
Yeah, that's true.
And 100%, I think it could go in the world, which is why I think it is all about that balance and
yeah.
Incorporating truth, like what you
into
said,
it,
into
yes.
the idea. And that's what I think, as believers, we should be doing with all of these ideas that the world is throwing at us.
Yeah.
Some absolutely toss out, like,
yeah.
they're not good.
Yeah.
But some are like, okay, how can we, right, what is the truth?
It's the
balance.
Where's their biblical truth that I can put into that? And weed out some of the other stuff. It's like, correct, we should not be thinking about ourselves so much that we're being vain or conceited or being selfish. But, not even just the fact of, like, okay, I'm looking at myself poorly, but, like, I don't even believe I have a good future. Or I don't, you know what I mean? I don't even believe the Lord has anything good for me. If you're not having that, like, main character attitude, I guess, or whatever. Excuse me, or whatever. If that makes sense.
That does, I would just, like, I'm really trying to remember something that my counselor said to me a couple weeks ago, because we were talking about this, and she had me do, like, a definition of, like, what do you think selfish is? Okay, what do you think, like, selfless is? What do you think it is to, like... And I can't remember the exact words, but one of my definitions was to think of others while still considering yourself. And she was like, that's a pretty good definition.
Like, that you still have to consider yourself.
Yes.
Because I think you do an amazing job of considering others. Like, you are super considerate of others.
Right.
First of all, you're a freaking nurse. Like, you're a boss nurse in freaking med freaking surge. So, A. B. You live here, and you're helping out kids and Paul Meredith and stuff like that. Like, you could be by yourself doing, like, single girl things, whatever. Like... And just who you are in general, like, I'm very mean to people. And you are just, like, someone
you
especially siblings and sisters.
Okay, that's
You're just, like, so sweet and nice to everybody. And you are very considerate and just, what does everybody need? Is everybody comfortable? Like, I've had to tell you to stop doing things at family functions before.
Yes.
Because I'm like, Heather, this is not all your responsibility.
Yes.
You can also enjoy... yourself. You don't always have to be.
Meredith has that has been like Meredith and my thing this past year. For just like,
but
just
that's so hard
down.
Because that is what the Bible says. Is I think it's in Ephesians. Shoot, I should bring my Bible.
So, well, I was gonna say, like, that's like has been Meredith and my theme of this past year. She's like, Heather, just you can sit down and rest. I'm like, I have said to her one time, I was like, but I don't know how to do that. And she was like, okay, that's something we need to talk about.
Oh, the end of that verse, the Philippians 2 verse. This is hilarious that this is
literally
Eli's. This is so funny. Okay, so Meredith and Paul, I have to say Meredith and Eli. Meredith and Paul have a verse that Eli, our almost 4-year-old nephew, memorizes every week. And he's so freaking smart. And
the kid picks up
he says it before
day.
He gets off of the
dinner table.
So this is really funny. This is his verse this week, and this is what we're talking about.
So Meredith's context behind this verse is that behind this verse is that Meredith is trying to teach the boys right now, like, it's not all about you, because, you know, they're 4 and 2 years old. They're in the very, like, selfish stage of, like, mine.
Yeah.
And she's noticed that a lot is that they keep saying, that's mine. And she's trying to teach them it's not just yours to share and to love, to do it lovingly.
Yeah.
So that's why she's, when Paul was teaching out the verse, she's like, I want it to be about being selfless or like, about being loving and kindness towards others.
So it's Philippians 2:3, and then 4 is the verse that I was actually thinking of. So 3 is, let nothing be done through selfish ambition or conceit, but in lowliness of mind, let each esteem others better than himself. And verse 4 is, let each of you look out not only for his own interests, but also for the interests of others. And I think that's what you do very well, is you're literally not looking out for your own interests. You're looking out for the interests of others. But this verse doesn't say, don't look out for your interests.
Mm-hmm.
It just says, like, also look out for the interests of others. But man, like, this is a fine line. Like,
it's
I don't want to say
to walk.
Look out for your own interest. You know what I mean? Like, I don't want to, because I think a lot of Christians do this kind of thing with the word and twisting it to mean their own thing. And I don't want to do that.
Yeah.
I don't ever want to do that. But I think for the context of what we're talking about, of like, I could just say it for myself. I don't even have to say it for you. But I feel like I could pretty confidently say it about you, too. Like, there are times when, like, I don't love myself.
Yeah.
I don't.
Yeah.
I'm, like, despising myself.
Yeah.
Right? And, like, that is just... I guess that's more the context I'm talking about this in. Like, that's also not okay.
Yeah.
that's not loving what the Lord has created.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, what is the balance? Have you kind of worked through any of that, what the balance there is? Because, man, what a beautiful thing it would be to love others as well as you do, mm-hmm. but to also love who the Lord has created you to be. Mm-hmm. Like, when that comes together,
yeah.
oh my gosh,
yeah.
that's like,
yeah.
oh, I'm getting emotional. That's, you know what I mean? That's going to be yeah. like,
yeah,
I'm having the Italian hands, like the best of like, the best.
Yes, yes.
So like, where does, how do you walk that out? What would that look like?
I think for me personally, it's realizing when I'm coming to very much the end of myself and when I need to get away and get alone mm-hmm. with God. And because I'm very much a person who I recharge alone, mm-hmm. is recognizing, okay, have I put up a lot this week mm-hmm. or even today? Not even, like, it's not always week. Sometimes it can just be the day. And I'm mm-hmm. like, okay, I have spent, like, just a lot of time with people. Mm-hmm. So, okay, like, my personal thing, what I've been doing a lot this past year is going on long walks mm-hmm. in the afternoon during, like, nap times, is trying to get away mm-hmm. and, like, spending that time in prayer or spending that time just, like, thinking about
yeah.
like, stuff that, like, I think the Lord is trying to teach me or, like, whatever that may be, of just, like,
yeah,
trying to intentionally take time set aside mm-hmm. for doing something that I do enjoy, mm-hmm. which has been very hard because in those moments I'll be like, oh, like, I shouldn't be out for this long or
yeah,
yeah. But again, that's something my therapist and I are talking.
I mean, honestly, even while you were saying like that, like, that made me think too, like, okay, the reason you can serve others well or think of others better than yourself is, like, we love because he first loved us.
Yes.
Right? So all of that is coming out of a love that Jesus has poured into us, so we are then able to pour out into others.
Yeah.
So, like, that chain kind of events can't even happen if we're trying to do it out of ourselves.
Yeah. Or if you are doing it out of yourself, you're not, it's not sustainable.
Right.
And I think that was last year for me, mm-hmm. is that last year was, like, looking back, I was, like, super tired all the time and, like, emotional all the time.
Yeah.
Because I was trying to pour out constantly.
Yeah.
Like, working nights, trying to still be available during the days with Meredith mm-hmm. and, like, thinking I had to do all this stuff.
Right.
And, like, it wasn't to be glorifying to God. It was literally to be, like, it was
right.
like a...
Right.
I have to do this because this is what is either expected of me,
right.
what I thought was expected of me.
Yeah.
But it was all, like, pointing back at me.
Right.
And, like, I realized that about... probably at the beginning of this year, mm-hmm. and then it's kind of like has trickled throughout this year of just mm-hmm. like, it's okay to not be able to do everything because
that's not what's glorifying
that's,
to the Lord.
Yeah, that's not who you are. Mm-hmm. Is you're not supposed to be able to do everything.
Mm-hmm. But when you do it out of what the Lord is enabling you and strengthening you to do,
yes.
then it's able to give glory to Him.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's been.
That's super interesting. I want to talk more about that. Something that I thought of too right at the end of you saying that was like, okay, maybe it's not like so much of us loving ourselves and then being able to love others, but it's believing God's love for us.
Yes. Yeah.
Believing and dwelling in Jesus' love for us. Mm-hmm. And then out of that, being able to love others.
And realizing, something else
yeah.
I've been talking about with, is even when you don't believe it to be true, it doesn't make it not true. So even when you're thinking, oh, I'm not lovable today, mm-hmm. or this makes me unlovable, mm-hmm. it doesn't make it any less true mm-hmm. that you are loved and you were created
yeah.
by the Creator
yeah.
who made the heavens,
yeah.
who made the stars. Like I love nature, so mm-hmm. when I get outside, I'm just like, wow, God, you made this.
Yeah.
And I was out walking one day during the fall, and it was beautiful, and it's just like, you made this, and it kind of felt like the Holy Spirit was like, and he made you, too. Mm. And I was like, oh, whoa! I'm
yeah.
like, okay.
It's wild.
So just, like, mm-hmm. being able to see that, of, like, the God who made the heavens is the same God who made you, is the same God who made the ocean.
Yeah.
Who set the mountains in place.
Yeah.
And it's beautiful.
Yeah.
So are you.
Yeah.
So is your life. Even if you don't think it's good, it's it still is, because it's the truth of the truth of God.
Yeah.
It's that he's made you wonderfully and beautifully. Glorious is his works. Let my soul know it very well.
Amen. That's really good. Okay, I want to go back to something you said earlier, too, that I've also been recently thinking about. Basically, that, yeah, just that you don't have to, like, work. It's not your works anyways that is brings glory to God. It's the heart of obedience behind it.
Yeah.
And we were talking about that at church a couple weeks ago. It really, the message really got me. It was like be the being. Don't like just do the doing.
Ooh, I like that. Okay.
Yeah. And it was really good for me just because I've been thinking, you know, about like what I'm going to do next and things like that. And just, cause I can very easily think like, okay, if I do mercy ship or if I do whatever, like, that's what's going to be the most glorifying to God.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, in the grand scheme of the kingdom, that's not. It's not the work itself.
Mm-hmm.
We are created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which he prepared beforehand, that we should walk in. But it's that he made us.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we have to be the being over doing the doing. And that is not my quote. That is from PMAT. So, God bless. But, like... Yeah, just that idea of, like, I don't know, that really convicted me. Just that I just want my heart to be in a place more than anything of just obedience.
Yes.
And that that is what's more honoring to the Lord than anything I could do.
Yes, yes.
And you kind of were kind of glazing over that, so I'd love to hear just more. Anything else you'd have to think about that?
Yeah.
Sorry, I can't talk. Blah, 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 blah.
You're good.
Whatever else you'd like to speak to that.
My church also a couple weeks ago was doing a session about works. And that's something I've also been learning about. We were kind of talking about this the other night. And two things about that is that the gentleman who was speaking that day, it was one of our elders, he never mentioned rest in the whole session about his work. And I think it was like a two-week sermon series, like a mini-series.
The topics was about works?
It was about good works.
Okay.
It was about being a good worker.
A good worker. Okay.
And
which is very valid.
Which is was really
super
good.
Super biblical, yeah.
But he never talked about rest.
Yeah.
And that was interesting because at that time I was, like, trying to learn about rest.
Yeah.
Like, what does it look to be a good worker while also resting?
Yeah.
And resting in who we are created to be, but also just, like, taking physical time to rest.
Mm-hmm.
And I think this world that is like in this time right now where it's like just keep moving, just stay on the grind, that I think that can be just a whole nother topic.
Yeah,
just like
sure.
But yeah, that was really interesting that he never mentioned that. I was like,
you were like waiting,
what about rest? I was like, can we do like a whole series though about like rest?
Yeah.
But something that they said that really stuck with me is what is the heart behind the hands?
Mm-hmm.
Or yeah, he said something like that, and I like wrote that down in my journal. Is what is your heart behind your hands? Because at work, I can just be in this mindset of, okay, I need to do this because it's what's expected of me, or like I need to always be available to help my coworkers while also trying to juggle my whole plate,
judge my whole assignment.
That's true too. Juggle my whole plate and like be a good nurse or whatever that looks like, or like be here at home and like be a good sister-in-law, be a good aunt. But it's also just like I can do a lot of it out of a need for like to do it out of duty or like
personal validation.
Yeah. Whatever that is that day, that is just wiggling its way in my heart. Like you need to do more. Instead, it was like, okay, what does my heart need to be behind me doing this? What is this?
That's really good.
Yeah. I want it to be done out of a heart of love and a heart of service. It's not a lot of times. It's not. It's done out of a heart of, I need to do this because this proves my worth.
Mm-hmm.
Or it's
absolutely
who I am.
Yep.
If I'm not a serving person, if I'm not a kind person, I'm not anything. Mm-hmm. And just, like, kind of getting really convicted of that, of, okay, like, if you're not doing it out of a heart of love, if the heart behind it isn't good, mm-hmm. I don't think the works are going to be good. I don't think the works are going to be... I don't think it's going to be life-giving, because there's... I don't think there's life-sustaining behind it.
Yeah.
And I want the works in my hand to be life-giving. I want the time that I'm interacting with people at the hospital, with these patients who have been there for, like, weeks on end, mm-hmm. or some of them months on end, and who are down in the dumps. I want it to be life-giving.
Yeah.
It's not life-giving if I'm coming at it with an attitude of, I have
duty
to do this.
Or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah. That makes me think, when you were saying that, I was thinking of, like, John 15, about, like, the vine and the branches.
Ooh,
and the fruit.
Yeah.
And, like, we have to be connected.
Yes.
Like, where's the fruit? Can you trace it back?
Yes.
Like, can you trace your fruit back to the vine?
Yes.
And is that Jesus?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
And if it's not connected to Jesus, where is it coming from?
Right. Is it? And maybe that's selfish.
What?
If it's not connected to Jesus.
Yeah.
Then it's not.
It's,
it is selfish.
It is.
Yeah.
Because it's, for me, a lot of that connects back to, I want others to think well of me.
Right.
That's very self-centered.
Sure.
That is selfish.
Yeah.
If it can't come out of a heart that is connected back to Jesus, look at Jesus.
Yep.
Instead, it's look at me.
Correct. Yep. So how do you get into that heart posture?
That's something I'm trying to learn.
Yeah.
But I think it's, like, I have actually written that out on my wrist at work. Of
what's the heart?
What is your heart behind the hands?
Yeah.
And, like, so that way I can, like when I'm, you know, doing all my charting, and, like, I have my sleeves rolled up all the time because I'm doing it.
Yeah.
I'll, like, catch glimpses of that. I'm like, that's right, Lord. Like, it has to be there as a physical reminder on my skin before it's embedded in my heart, because I'm not at the place yet where I can just recall that to mind.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not right now. It's not a heart attitude of, Lord, I want it to be of service to you right now. It's like, Lord, it has to be of service to you, because if it's not good.
I'm so thankful for, like, Romans 12, the being transformed.
Yes.
Not being conformed, but being transformed by the renewing of your mind.
Yeah.
That's the transforming.
Yeah.
Is, I don't necessarily feel like it is right now.
Yeah.
But I think that's the difference between it being, like, stamped and maybe, like, not being permanent, versus being transformed.
Yeah.
It is becoming. It doesn't mean you're automatically perfect, but you're being made into it.
Yeah.
And, like, that's going to be permanent.
Yes.
I'm so thankful for the Holy Spirit for that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Right,
because conformed is, like, it could be like a mask. Conformed into the world is like trying to take on the shape of something.
Yes, that's what I was
that
saying.
That can,
like,
easily be molded back into something else. Versus being transformed is being made new.
Well, it's breaking down and it's the remaking.
Yes.
Isn't that transformation? Is like,
yes.
When I think of that, as you
that's
have to
really
take
good.
Stuff apart.
Right.
And it has to be rebuilt up.
Right.
Into the new image.
Yeah. That's
and
good.
I'm nowhere close to where I hope I end up at all. But,
which, if there's no hope for Heather, there's no hope for this. No, I'm just kidding. Right, because it's not us.
No. Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's just like, honestly, most of it, it's on Sunday night. We do a weekly prayer of Meredith, Paul, and I get together each Sunday night and after the boys are in bed. And we spend, like, probably half an hour, just maybe an hour sometimes,
that's
just,
good.
Like, praying for each other for the week ahead.
That's great.
And I feel like it's always Sunday night, I'm convicted of, Lord, this past week, my heart or my whatever was not in a place of service. Lord, please just remake my heart this week so it's of service to you, so it's glorifying to you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And sometimes that's the Holy Spirit will convict me in a moment of I'm speaking poorly about someone to someone else, or I'm thinking, or I'm feeling very guilty about not doing something that I should be doing. It's like, why are you doing this? Or,
and I think, of course, it's going to happen during prayer time, because that's when you're with, the more we're with the Lord, the more we're going to look like him.
Yeah.
The more we're with him, the more we're looking at his face, the more we're going to look like him.
That's good.
And that's going to be where the transforming happens. And, like, even you using the verbiage, like, the hands, the heart, what's the heartbeat behind the hands? Like, it's your hands, which, first of all, in nursing, I just love that. I love that, like, it's our physical hands.
It is.
Getting to touch people's bodies.
Yes.
I think that is, like, amazing.
Yes.
Like, I thought about that so much with kids, especially, like, who have chronic illnesses and stuff. I'm like, I am getting to lay my hands where there are cancer cells on this child's body. And I am praying, like, while I'm doing whatever I'm doing. So, first of all, I just think that's, like, a super powerful thing. But, like, okay, then you even think that to, like, hands, like, the verses, like, about being the hands and feet of Jesus.
Yes.
To then, okay, then it, the way I get my heart behind my hands is I become like Jesus.
Yes, it has to be a transforming of the heart after him.
Right.
And
yeah,
I like how you said that, though, that, like, of course that's going to be more obvious.
Right.
Because it's when you're staring him in the face.
Right.
And you're before him.
Right.
And and you're seeing more of his heart and his love.
Right.
And you're like, ooh, I want that.
So I was reading this verse a couple weeks ago in my quiet time in 2 Corinthians 3, where it's talking about, like, the veil being taken away.
Mm-hmm.
It says, nevertheless, when one turns to the Lord, the veil is taken away.
Mm-hmm.
So when we're facing him, like, the veil is taken away. Now the Lord is the Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is a liberty. But we all, with unveiled face, beholding as in a mirror the glory of the Lord, are being transformed into the same image from glory to glory, just as by the Spirit of the Lord. So, like, I'm just so thankful for that. And I think that speaks that very, very clearly of, like, as we are looking to him, first of all, the veil is taken away, thank God. Like, Moses could not look at the face of God as he was passing by. Which, like, right, like, the actual, like, glory of the Lord, I don't know, we wouldn't, we'd fall down on our faces.
Right.
But there is a picture of that, of it's saying there was a veil and it's now taken away. Where we can behold, it says, is in a mirror, which is face to face, the glory of the Lord. And we're being transformed into the same image.
But that's a transform from glory to glory.
From glory to glory, yep.
What do you think that part means, from glory to glory? Like,
you think it means, like, from here to heaven, you mean?
Is that what it's meaning, or is it, like... Like, it's still, like, it's
glory, to
glory before, and it's glory after. What, like, is that talking about, like, we're glorious, or, like, that doesn't quite seem right.
I've always thought glory to glory just is, like, the same phrase as, like,
grace
to grace. Like, just, like, from one thing to another. Like, we're just, it's the, I think it's a picture of that continual transformation.
It just keeps going.
I think so.
Okay.
That's what I've always thought. Okay. Why, what do you, how do you interpret that?
I don't know. I wasn't quite sure if that meant, like, from, I don't know, like, that we're,
like, from heaven, earth to heaven?
No, I was more thinking, like, we're made, I don't even know if I should say this, but, like, we're, like, glory because, like, of how, because of who we are in him, but, like, because we are children of God, because we are made in his image,
I mean,
like, that's still glory, but, like, even more glory once we are transformed.
Right, yeah.
To
I mean, okay, so let's just look what Google has to say.
Yeah.
In Google, it says it's talking about transformation or redemption or sanctification.
Okay.
Specifically, also going from earthly to eternal life.
Okay.
Glory to glory.
But also, like, we have part of heaven on earth now.
Yeah.
Like, because we have the deposit of the Holy Spirit in us.
Yeah.
I mean, the Lord's Prayer is, let your will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, there is some aspect of we have a part of heaven. The Holy Spirit is our deposit.
Yes.
Like, Jesus made him our deposit so that he will come back to get us because he left the Holy Spirit inside of us.
He's like, oh, I need him.
He's like, I need that man. Like, I need that. Come with me. So you're going to come with me, too?
You're going to think so.
So, like, there is, that is truth, though, that we have part of that in us now.
Mm-hmm.
So we can already do the, start the transformation process. Mm-hmm. Like, obviously, there will be so much glorious, more glorious when Jesus returns. Like, I was even thinking of that as far as, like, the concept of hope. Like, I know we've talked about this verse before. The hope that is not seen is... Or what is hope if it's hope that's seen, but hope that is not seen, that hope, we wait for it eagerly with perseverance. Mm-hmm. So, like, there is a concept of, yes, we are waiting for final redemption mm-hmm. and for Jesus to come back. But another part of that is we're not waiting. Like, mm-hmm. and that's so hopeful to me of, like, there definitely are things in life where we're like, I'm just waiting. Mm-hmm. I'm waiting for this. I'm waiting for... Like, and sometimes it's painful mm-hmm. to be waiting, but we don't have to wait for hope anymore. It's here. It's alive. Like, he is a living, active hope mm-hmm. living inside us already. And, like, as believers, we need to take advantage of that. Mm-hmm. Like, we are not hopeless beings.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We are not. Like, that's one thing that I think we can say, I'm not waiting for anymore.
Yeah.
I'm not, like, hopeless.
Yes.
I'm not, like, without courage or without... whatever, like, there is an alive, living, and active hope, and his name is Jesus.
Yes, yes.
And if I'm not, like, believing that, what the heck am I doing?
Yes.
Do you know what I mean?
Yes.
Yeah, that was kind of a tangent, but...
That was
yeah. Hmm. I don't know. Keep looking unto Jesus. Mm-hmm. And the more face-to-face you get with him, I think the more you'll start to look like him.
Yeah.
And the more you'll believe his love for you
yep.
and then be able to pour his love out onto other people.
Yeah.
I think it's full circle.
Yeah.
Maybe that's how it becomes unselfish. Because the end result is that final circle of giving glory back to him again.
Yeah. And the love of Jesus isn't selfish.
Mm. To receive his love?
To
know the love of God isn't selfish.
Yeah.
It isn't proud. It's truth.
Yeah. Yeah. It's not.
I think it's that same concept of, like, I'm not believing that Jesus died for me.
Right.
That he loved me so much
right.
that while I was still in sin that he died for me.
Right.
Well, what the heck am I doing? What am
right.
I standing up for?
Right.
What am I proclaiming as a follower of Christ?
Yeah. And if you can't believe that, you're taking away
yeah.
the power of his
correct.
Death and resurrection.
Yes.
And you're taking away the glory from him.
Yep.
The glory that he receives in that.
Yeah.
Of
amen. Yeah.
Yeah, the glory that he receives in that of for what reason then did he die if not for love?
Yes. Yep.
Great. If you can't believe that, you just took the glory from God.
Amen.
Isn't that supposed to be our whole life, is to give glory back to him?
Yeah.
Like, that's the call of our
yeah.
life here on earth. And if we can't do that by trusting and believing in his love for us.
Yep.
That while you were still a sinner,
it's so good.
Christ died for you.
Mm-hmm.
Out of love.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You are loved.
Yeah.
It's as simple as that, is that
yeah.
while sinners,
yeah.
you were loved enough for him to die for you.
Mm.
And then turning that selfless love around to give it to others. And then just having the whole glory. Because that selfless love that he... him dying for us, and that selfless love points the glory back to the Father.
Mm-hmm.
And then our selfless love of pouring out onto others has to point back to the Father.
Because
mm-hmm. it's all just a line.
Yeah. Yeah, that's really good.
That was not for me.
Huh?
That was not for me.
For me.
I don't know where that just came from.
Holy Spirit living inside you.
I have never really, like, I must say, like, I've never been able to fully believe that.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't even say that right now. I fully believe it, but I know it to be true.
Yeah.
So it's getting it from my heart to my
yep.
head.
That 18-inch journey.
Or head to my heart.
Yep. Yeah, I know what you mean. Yeah. And how much more we would be able to do, how much freedom.
Yes.
How much more, whatever, if we started actually believing those. I was thinking about that yesterday, like, it's hard because they are such foundational things. But I'm like, Lord, would we be able to get these solidified so that we can move on?
Yes, yes.
Not in a way of, like, because I would never say to somebody, you need to move on from that.
Yes.
Like, it is so pivotal and so foundational.
Yes.
But, like, would we not be held back that we're just thinking about things, like, base things? Like,
yeah.
let's, you know what I mean? Like, let's move on.
Yeah.
There is deeper things for us in the Lord. And
yeah.
more to know, not because there's, like, his word is his word, not because there's new revelation or, you know,
yeah.
but to know as in to experience.
Yes. Yes.
There's more to know and to experience.
Yes.
From the Lord. And like,
that's some foundation.
Would we not be so held back by these, again, in a way, like, they are foundational. You must know them.
But that's that. But like, they're foundational. You're just going to stay at the foundation the rest of your life? No, there's more building to do.
Right.
There's so much more to go.
Yeah.
That if you don't get the foundation, if it's not solidly put on those foundations.
Yeah.
But get them. The rest of your life is going to crumble.
Right.
Right?
Right. But get them and then move on, too.
And then
keep building.
Yeah.
Keep
building up. Yeah.
Yeah. It's good.
Yeah.
That's really good. Well, thank you so much, Heather.
You're welcome.
For sharing all that. That was like, I think I needed to talk about that too.
Yeah.
To process that.
Yeah.
That's so good. A good thing to, for anybody to just, I think on and remember. This will be a good conversation for people to listen to. So.
Yes, yeah. Can we end with reading Psalms 139?
Sure. Do to it, my man.
Okay, I think Psalms 139 is probably like one of the ones that like can be most easily thrown around.
Mm.
But I do think it like is such a beautiful passage to have.
Oh, there's so much to it. There's so many different. I mean, I was reading it yesterday about the going before you and behind you and leaning here and upon you. Like there's so many different parts of it.
Yeah.
That are so good.
Yeah. Should I read the whole chapter?
No, read whatever part you wanted to read.
Oh gosh. So let's just start at the beginning. Stop when the Lord says
read
stop.
Read it nice and loud.
Okay. So Psalms 139, God's perfect knowledge of man. O Lord, you have searched me and known me. You know my sitting down and my rising up. You understand my thoughts afar off. You comprehend my path and my lying down. And you are acquainted with me in all my ways. For there is not a word on my tongue, but behold, O Lord, you know it altogether. You have hedged me behind and before and laid your hand upon me. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me. It is high. I cannot attain it. Where can I go from your spirit, or where can I flee from your presence? If I ascend into heaven, you are there. And if I make my bed in hell, behold, you are there. If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost part of the seas, even there your hand shall lead me, and your right hand shall hold me. If I say, surely the darkness shall fall on me, even the night shall be light about me. Indeed, the darkness shall not hide from you, but the night shines as the day. The darkness and the light are both alike to you. For you formed my inward parts, and you covered me in my mother's womb. I will praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are your works, and that my soul knows very well. For my frame was not hidden from you when I was made in secret, and skillfully wrought in the lowest parts of the earth. Your eyes saw my substance, being yet unformed. And in your books they were all written, the days fashioned for me, when there was none of them yet. How precious are your thoughts of me, O God! How great is the sum of them! If I could count them, they would be more in number than the sand. And when I am awake, I am still with you.
Amen.
Yep.
It's
rigid.
Yeah.
I think it's good to just sit with.
Mm-hmm.
That sometimes.
Yeah.
Beautifully and wonderfully made.
And that's all, like, that sounds so nice, but it's truth.
Yes.
It's not just like nice sounding things. Like,
yeah.
That's the Bible.
Yes.
That's truth.
It's just as true as the rest of it.
Yep. That's really good. Love it. Well, thank you, Heather, again for sharing, and thank you all for listening. Hope that you guys enjoyed this episode. I think that you will be very encouraged. I know I was very encouraged. So, all right, we will talk to you all next time.
Blessings.